Painted crucifix. The large crucifix is suspended at the back of the presbytery and framed by the triumphal arch. Though its position makes viewing difficult, we can grasp the power of this work, perhaps inspired by a lost work Giotto painted for the Angevin court. The body of Christ, which stands out against a precious gold background that imitates a cloth with plant motifs, is rendered according to the iconography of the Christus Patiens, that is to say, the suffering Christ, that became established in the course of the 13th century in Tuscany, inspired by Byzantine art as well as by Franciscan preaching. The first artists to adopt this novelty were Giunta Pisano and Cimabue, but we know that it was Giotto who renewed the iconography, adopting a more naturalistic formulation, rendering the painful abandon of Christ's body, as evident in the crucifix he painted in his youth for Santa Maria Novella in Florence around 1285-1290. The crucifix of Teano has an important model of reference in the crucifix Giotto painted for the Church of Ogni Santi in Florence, dated 1315, in which this iconographic innovation finds full expression. From a rereading of this milestone in Giotto's art, the master of Giovanni Barile derived the rendering of the torso, inflected through smooth passages of color, and the virtuoso effect of the transparent loincloth, also in light of what he had assimilated from Giotto's production in Naples. The presence of the master of Giovanni Barile is attested through the course of the 1330s in Teano, as well as in Aversa, with the Dormition of the Virgin, frescoed in the church of Santa Maria a Piazza, and in other towns of the Caserta area.